This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
You'll tell your supporters never to say that again.
Well, I would say that. I was not happy with it. I disagree with it. But again, I didn't say that. They did. But I disagree with it.
But they were echoing what you said in your first tweet, that they should go back.
Well, I don't think if you examine it, I don't think you'll find that.
It's not just about threats to individual members of Congress, but it is about creating a volatile environment in this country through violent rhetoric that puts anyone like Ilhan, anyone who believes in the rights of all people, in danger.
All right, so that's AOC, the congresswoman from New York, and of course the president right before that were still on the tweets. But something else has happened. A U.S. warship destroyed an Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz. We know that that is the money lane, and it is also the lane of controversy. You want that oil, you're in and out of there. Kate Delaney. Wow, never without controversy on this show, that's for sure. We always kick it in that direction when we kick things off. Bob Ney, the former congressman from Ohio with Talk Media News, joins us. Hey, Bob, so before we get into the whole drone, which is obviously very, very big, so the president said he wasn't happy with her send her back chant, because part of what happened, I need to flesh this out a little bit, this happened on Thursday, and that was after this whole back and forth with AOC, et cetera, and the others, and he was in the Oval Office, and he claimed he tried to stop the chant, which came after he recited a bunch of complaints about specifically Congresswoman Omar from Minnesota, who fled to the U.S. as a kid with her family from Somalia. So now here we go, even more specific, more uproar. What's the scoop on all of that?
Well, you know, I think the president's trying to, you know, backtrack on this one, obviously, because, you know, he's chiding his supporters who chanted send her back. And, you know, what he could have done, and we know the famous McCain line that time when he defended Barack Obama because somebody yelled out he was a Muslim or, you know, something like that. You know, he could have told the crowd no, but he originally said send her back. So I think he's got a lot of you know, heat on it. And it's one of the first times I've seen that the president actually is backtracking on something. Usually doesn't happen.
You know what? That's exactly what I thought. Usually that doesn't happen with the press. It just doesn't,
right?
Because that's the one thing about him. I mean, you and I say that. What you see is what you get. There is no filter.
Right. And on this one, I mean, he was clearly standing, you know, on TV with TV on him, people chanting. He took about 13 seconds to stand back. He could have said, no, you know, we don't want to say send her back, but he originally said, you know, go back to where you came from. So, you know, I think that he backtracked for some reason. I think because Republicans started to come out publicly. The Ohio Secretary of State came out against the president for it. I mean, members are coming out publicly against him for the crowd chant. I mean, I think that the crowd chant is uncalled for because, you know, because you disagree with somebody, you don't say send them back. On the other hand, I mean, and I'm a political analyst, Kate, but also, you know, my feelings on Omar, I think she is really vile in many ways.
Yeah,
she's been condemned twice by her own political party publicly on the floor of the House twice. She has made statements that are definitely anti-Jewish, no question about it. You know, so she's done all these things, but you still don't yell, you know, send her back. You go to the ballot box. You know, her acceptance is 20% nationally, by the way.
Wow.
You know, 20%. So she's like become this, you know, symbol of this. Now, here's the other problem. Just as much as the president has backtracked, you know, on this, and it was inappropriate. Now it's been repeated over and over and over, including today by AOC. If you say anything about AOC or the rest of the squad, you are endangering their lives. I mean, that's what they have basically said. And if you say anything about them, you're against newly elected women of color. So this whole thing is going in a direction, you know, forget balanced budgets, forget education, forget Medicare for all, forget the presidential candidates, by the way. This is now Donald Trump and the squad, and now Nancy Pelosi, who aggressively, Kate, yesterday attempted to distance herself that, you know, that the squad is not the face of the Democratic Party and that they have, and the Democratic Party has an agenda. So this has just turned into one big political sort of nightmare, I guess, not only for the president in getting a lot of heat, but frankly for the Democratic Party.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. And you're dead on right about the congresswoman, and that, and all of that's just not good. All right, so the other thing people were talking about is that a U.S. Navy ship destroyed the Iranian drone in the Strait of Hormuz, as I mentioned, you know, this after they were threatening the boat itself, the ship itself. But Iran said they have no information on that. They didn't lose a drone. What are you talking about?
Yes, you know, President Trump said that the USS Boxer downed an Iranian drone. Of course, remember, Iran downed one of ours about a month ago. You know, I think it was a month ago. It was within 1,000 yards of a Navy ship, and they had made calls to it, you know. And then, of course, yes, the Iranians say it's not ours. I must say, having lived in Saudi Arabia and Iran both, and in Congress, active with the Mideast, one thing about the Mideast, you never know who did what and who really did what. Let's go back just for a brief second to remember the two explosions that they said, well, the Iranians did it aboard the Saudi ships. We haven't heard anything about those, have we?
No.
I think the Saudis blew their, you know, blew a bomb on their own ships. I mean, you just never know over there who's, you know, telling the truth.
Who's doing what?
We believe we've shot a drone down, and it's an Iranian drone. Who knows, you know, what the truth is from their end of it.
Yeah, crazy. Hey, we have 1 minute left, but the minimum wage, that's a big deal. The House passing that, we'll see where it goes.
Right, not going to go anywhere in the Senate, but you know what? The House, which has really done not much this 6 months except fight with the president and Mueller, they needed to do something, even if it doesn't pass the Senate. It takes it to $15 an hour in 2025. By the way, nobody talks about moderates. 44 members were moderates that won seats for Nancy Pelosi to be Speaker, and the moderates were the ones, the Democratic moderates, that kind of held this bill up till now. Very interesting. It's all about AOC and the progressives. There's a lot of moderates out there in the Democratic Party, and they kind of maneuvered this to, you know, finally bring it to the floor.
Yeah, yeah, really, really interesting. All right, Bob, thanks as always.
Thank you.
So, looking at a little bit more, the Raise the Wage Act brings the federal minimum wage, as Bob said, from $7.25 to $15 by 2025. If you look, fast food workers began protesting in 2012 for higher pay. The $15 minimum wage appeared maybe ambitious to some, but there actually have been some cities and states that have raised their local minimum wages to $15 an hour. You may have family members that are getting that. Heck, you may be doing that. Might be a side hustle, might be the gig you have, the way things are in some areas, but Seattle, San Francisco, New York City, and then all of California and New York State. So companies like McDonald's, Walmart stopped lobbying against raising the federal minimum wage, and Amazon adopted a $15 minimum last year. Stay with us for Hopping the Fence.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support. support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. 'Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't.
Wow, doesn't that sound good? Doing nothing. I don't feel like doing anything. If you don't feel like doing anything, grab a copy of my book, as I was just saying, and learn how you can deal your own destiny. I'm serious. Some of this stuff that I've written about, you just won't even believe it. I even left out the 100 beers at Magoo's. And that's a whole nother story. When you're not getting paid and you have to race to the bank to see whose check is going to clear, you know what I'm talking about. And if my check cleared, I had to buy all the guys' beers at Magoo's. Let's just say it was, like I described it, a well-worn bar. If you want to know more, get Deal Your Own Destiny, Amazon.com. And thanks for all the support so many have written to me and have picked up the book already. So I like to call this segment of the show Odds and Ends. And the reason I started throwing this in when I could is because so much happens that I say is the buzz in your backyard and mine that we don't get a chance to talk about because we're all over what's happening politically and raging us, all of that, which is important and does affect us. But there are other things absolutely that somehow get thrown under the carpet because we're too busy focusing on one thing. We're like, it's like that one outrage of the day. And I get it because there always is one. And the whole Twitter thing has taken on a life of its own. It's just has, right? And it's not going away. It's going to be part of the Sunday swirl, all the Sunday talking heads. That's what they're going to talk about. They're going to analyze it. What does this mean? What about the resolution? What about impeachment actually coming up? What about the reaction from these congresswomen? What about the reaction from the president? every angle you can possibly imagine. It'll be like watching a replay in any NFL game over and over and over and over again. And, of course, it is the gift that keeps on giving, I guess. And that's what the deal is. But Twitter, that's Twitter. You put it out there, and then poof, it's magic. It just explodes in all kinds of different directions, especially when it's a live wire. Like, this is a live wire, so it's not dying anytime soon. Okay, so while that's happening, there are a couple of other things that are really, really interesting. And one, for those of you who travel, or maybe you just occasionally travel because you hate flying, there is an interesting discussion that's happening with the airline that, as somebody who does travel, that would be me with the show and was speaking, is the middle seats, right? So if you fly Southwest, you have to hurry up and get your seat, or, of course, like every other airline, pay for the privilege to board priority so that you don't end up in the middle seat. Otherwise, you end up in the middle seat, and it's awkward. You're sandwiched in between two people. There's no elbow room. Passengers hate it, of course. But these new designs that they have with a couple of different airline designers of seats, I'll call it that, like the S1 design from the startup company, Molon Lob Seating, has three economy seats in like a staggered layout. So picture this. You've got the middle seat slightly behind the aisle and window seats at a lower height. So therefore, you can breathe a little bit. You're not on top of each other. The staggering does that. So it means every person gets to spread out a little bit more. You don't have the elbow nonsense, all of that, because there'd just be that little extra edge, inches, whatever you want to call it, that where you could breathe. It's like kind of a no-brainer. They're not going to fix everything, and there's still other things about flying that are annoying, but it would be less annoying if you got sandwiched in between the middle. So guess what? That is a buzz, because when you fly, and you know what I'm talking about, it is a bummer or worse, depending on who it is that you're around, as to whether or not they're going to interlope too much in your territory. And I'm super friendly, and I'm cool with it, but sometimes the people around you aren't, and sometimes what happens is you got somebody who's taken up a bunch of seats, and then it's just torture. And a flight attendant union is calling the cramped airline seats torture, like saying it's just ridiculous that's a form of torture, because it's, they testified before a House Transportation and Infrastructure Subcommittee that smaller seats are not only uncomfortable but a safety risk, because it's impossible to exit with some of the, in the 90 seconds or whatever, if the exits are blocked. And I agree with that. So getting off the plane is already rough, where everybody's jostling around trying to jump up as quickly as possible, grab their stuff from the overhead. But when you have those seats like that, it makes it even more difficult to pull your stuff out from underneath or, whatever. So, yes, Congress talked about it, listened to it, at least that one committee did, and safety concerns have led a federal court to order the Federal Aviation Administration to consider regulating minimum seat dimensions. They haven't done so, but they're now required by Congress to specify minimums for seat pitch, width, and length that are necessary for safety. So they're looking at all of that, which means it could be a couple of years away, so don't get too bloody excited about it, because it may take a little while for it. How about that? So we care about our rides, right? Some of us do save our pennies to get the best ride we can. We might not have 2 cents to rub together in other directions, but boy, if we can be in our car club, or if we can just get that car we really want, hey, it's our toy, whatever. Then one of the toys that's out there that's interesting is General Motors has unveiled the eighth, I didn't realize this, this is why I'm telling you this, the eighth generation of the Chevy Corvette. I didn't know that. Eighth. It first came out in 1953. And, of course, the Corvettes changed a ton. The 2020 Corvette has its engine behind the seats So that alters the way the car looks and probably the way it drives and feels. It definitely alters the way it looks. It feels like a Corvette, they say. It drives better than any Corvette in history, but it doesn't look like the old Corvettes because it's called the mid-engined layout. And the heaviest single part of the car is much further to the rear and closer to the driver's seat. So it feels like it's centered around the driver, I guess. And then the other occupants, the guests of the driver sit further forward in the car, closer to the front wheels. You have to go look at a picture of this because this is radio. It is bad. It looks rad. It looks like whatever. But prices for the Corvette Stingray start at just under 60 grand. So not much more than the current version costs. But with all the engineering work, they thought it was going to cost a whole lot more. Wonder if it'll be a big seller or not. I don't know. There's something about, I like driving sticks, and there's something about driving a Corvette that does feel really cool. I've never owned one, but I have driven them before. Let's put it that way. Yeah. And speaking of that, you know, you're either a stick person or not. You either like automatics or manuals. I don't find that there's really any in between. It'd be fun to really have a serious poll about that because actually a lot of the manuals are going away. Not in a car like the Corvette, but there are certainly many more cars that are being made that are not, they don't even offer a manual version of it. And I think we're going to see that more and more and more based on some of these self-driving cars and what's happening in the future and electric cars and everything in between that one can imagine. How about that? I can't imagine this. This is perhaps we're going to go in the man cave coming up, but this is perhaps one of the saddest stories ever. A six-year-old Utah girl, well, was accidentally killed by a golf ball that her father hit. Oh, hit in the head. She was sitting in a parked car on a path to the left of where he was teeing off. And, you know, they, of course, it was shocking and accidental. They flew her to a hospital. They were in Orem, Utah. They flew her to a hospital in Salt Lake City. She was in critical condition and died from the injuries. And, it's just a freak accident, a tragic accident. And they're, of course, they're not pursuing any charges. They haven't released the name of the girl or the father, but I can't imagine that at all. It seems like I'm saying that a lot on the show, but what a shocker that is. And how do you look at that? And she wanted to be with her dad, or dad wanted to be with her. And it's a terrible, terrible thing. All right, so stay with us coming up. Much more man cave movies, all that kind of stuff. See you on the flip side.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
The boxer took defensive action against an Iranian drone.
President Trump says a U.S. warship takes down an Iranian drone flying in the Strait of Hormuz and is immediately destroyed.
Which had closed into a very, very near distance, approximately 1,000 yards.
ignoring multiple calls to stand down and was threatening the safety of the ship and the ship's crew. The drone was immediately destroyed.
The president speaking with reporters during a White House news conference.
The United States reserves the right to defend our personnel, our facilities, and interests, and calls upon all nations to condemn Iran's attempts to disrupt freedom of navigation and global commerce.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave.
Going to the man cave. I'm going to the man cave.
I didn't really do much out there today. You know, I hit a lot of missed shots. They were all left. Wasn't anything solid. Everything was off the heel, and just trying to scrape it around. And best I could do was 7 over.
Obviously, I wanted to play well. You know, it was almost as if that first tee shot settled me down a little bit. It's like, well, can't really start much worse than this, so we may as well just get the head down and keep going. And yeah, I thought I showed some resilience around the middle of the round. You know, I made a couple of birdies, but you know, whenever you play your first and last holes in a combined 7 over par, you know, it's going to be a pretty tough day.
A rough time at Royal Portrush for a few famous golfers, Tiger Woods, one of them, and also Rory McIlroy, the Irish golfer who struggled as well. Certainly the crowds were there for him. An American leaves the thing after one day, J.B. Holmes, 5 under at this point for the tournament. And this is big. It's the Open. It's big that it's being played there. I mentioned it's in Northern Ireland. I was in Ireland a few months ago. I had the pleasure of seeing the course. It looked very difficult to me and looks even more difficult now as I watch it. So you have Shane Lowry, who is right on the heels of J.B. Holmes, and then the rest goes through like Sergio Garcia's tied for third, Webb Simpson, an American, also in that tie for third with Alexander Noren. So it's a big deal when you talk about the Open. Tiger Woods made bogeys. He missed the fairway, missed the green, missed the par putt, and he went 7 over. He went 7 over a 78 in the first round. Wow! And he said it. I mean, obviously a struggle. So where is this cut going to be? That's going to be the key thing to look at, wherever the cut line is. But he's got to pick it up, that's for sure. And this is the first day. So the second day, there's going to be more pressure because he's tied for 144th right now. 144th. If you go down the list, there's only 10 other golfers. Not even 10 other golfers. Like 7 other golfers that are below him, and then that's it in the whole tournament. So I don't know. He's going to have a really good second round to be able to stick it out. It's funny because when I went by the course and looking at it, I knew, wow, this is not, and not a surprise, but this is not going to be a walk in the park for anyone who's playing this, regardless if they have a little bit of local knowledge, which would be Rory McIlroy. It's not easy. And you could tell, I mean, you could tell that there were lots of frustrations. I peeked my head in and saw what that was like for a few of the golfers I was watching as they kind of struggled to get, you know, out of the way. And then Rory McIlroy, he's, again, just brutal as he was trying to tear open the course, and he did anything. It was just absolutely a shot hit a fan, broke her phone, just an abysmal, abysmal round at the Open. Oh, I'm sorry I broke your phone, love. We'll be off and get you another one, huh? We'll do something. I mean, he apologized. What was he going to do? And he was 8 shots over. So 8 shots over. Yeah, worse than Tiger Woods by a shot. Two big names struggling, and they'll have to come back and bounce back in a big way if they're going to turn that around. NFL, the hype is on. We're almost at the season. And what does that mean? That means training camps are getting ready to swing open, and there's a lot of talk about who's looking good, what are their projections heading into the season, all those preseason mags that tell you that they know what's going to happen at the end and who's going to win the Super Bowl and who's going to be at the Super Bowl, and then backing it up, what it's going to look like in the NFC and the AFC, and who's the team to watch, that whole deal. That, like I said, is part of the hype machine called the NFL that really could run all season long, let's face it. Just a quick aside on the NFL. There's always some nutball that decides they're going to jack with the game in some way. There was the guy who flashed a laser at New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady during the AFC Championship game in January. Well, guess what? He pled guilty to disturbing the peace. Was fined $500 this week. 64-year-old, yeah, you heard me, 64-year-old DeJuan Morgan was cited in April, faces up to a year in jail and a fine of $1,000. So how about that? That he got, you know, he got $500. He's lucky. They said that Brady was unaware of a laser being flashed. That's the good news. He's been banned from Arrowhead Stadium for life. Lasers are forbidden at NFL games, of course. But a cameraman had a shot that showed the green dot flickering around his shoulder and face, and then footage was posted after the game. The Patriots won in overtime, 37-31. And he said, I shouldn't have done it. And he said he wasn't going to apologize to Brady or the Patriots. And he's not going to be able to go back to the Chiefs games because he's banned for life. I don't know, was it worth it? Did he hate Brady that much? Was he just that kind of a rabid fan that it was worth it to do that? I'm just thinking, I don't know. To not go back to see your favorite team? No surprise as we go into the court, there's always something going on. It's either legal or it has to do with the squabble of over the league. Somebody told me one time, oh, if you were a lawyer, you'd have it all because you could just break down everything that's happening in all these lawsuits. So Nike has filed a countersuit against Clipper star, Kawhi Leonard in response to his lawsuit against the company last month. It's a battle over the claw logo that was developed and used during his time as part of the Jordan brand. In the action, Kawhi wants to rewrite history by asserting that he created the design, but they say it wasn't Leonard who created that logo, that it was designed by a talented team of Nike designers. as Leonard himself previously admitted. He's not going to win this sucker. If they have proof that the designers did it, which I'm sure they do, then there goes the claw. It's gone. He's going to have to come up with something else. Because, and of course it's the court's interpretation, but because he's quoted in different magazines and newspapers, etc., about the whole logo, and I don't know. I think I do know. I think that the court probably ixnays it. I can't imagine they're going to back him. What would he have to? What does he have to stand on? They have all the work that they did on it. They're going to have the back design, etc., and he's not going to have that. So I would think they get to keep it, and he's just not happy with that because he doesn't want that to happen, and he likes it. He likes the logo. That's why you trademark things. That's why you come up with it yourself and say, I want to come up with my own design, with my own team, whatever. And it is a very clever design, right? That's it. That's all. I mean, and it goes back to the courts, like I mentioned. The world of soccer on everyone's mind, I guess, because of a couple of different things, not just the women, but some of these leagues that are getting ready to start up and what the conversation is surrounding them. You even have the NBA, an NBA superstar, James Harden, who bought a stake in the MLS Dynamo. You know, there's always that conversation about whether Major League Soccer can take off in the United States. Apparently, James Harden thinks so. And, of course, that's the Houston Dash, the MLS Dynamo, the NWSL's Houston Dash, and BBVA Stadium. That's what it's all about. So all of that mixed in to one. He says he's excited about the opportunity to join the ownership group of both of those, the Dash and the Dynamo, and proud to be part of the club with their history, that kind of thing. They actually do get a lot of interest in soccer. And when you look at the overall valuation of the Dynamo and the Dash and the stadium where they play their home games, it's at least $475 million. So, and he says, look, I've been a fan of the game for several years. I know that Houston has a massive soccer fan base. It was an easy decision when I had the opportunity. And he's right. They do absolutely have a fan base. And it just depends on where you're talking about. But there is a fan base in Houston. He knows it. He decided that, you know, he was going to get involved in it. You're seeing that more and more with some of these, not necessarily soccer, but with more disposable income, I'll call it. You're seeing more superstars in other sports get involved in management of some other sport, and soccer's one of them. Sometimes it's even the NFL for a piece here and there, and what it costs to run some of these clubs. It's not surprising to me to see that, let's put it that way. And bravo for, if we're in the man cave, we'd be talking about this, Mike Trout. I think he's the best player in baseball for the Los Angeles Angels. He's a superstar. He returned to the lineup for Thursday's 6-2 loss to the Astros. Hit a double after missing three games because of a calf injury. He doesn't miss a lot. It's rare to see Mike Trout miss. And, of course, he signed a big contract in the offseason. There was some conversation that he could go to the Philadelphia Phillies, but that didn't happen. And instead, he stayed with the Angels, and that is, of course, to their benefit that they have a guy like Mike Trout in the lineup. So having him back off of that injury was very, very big, needless to say. Coming back, tired of the man cave? No worries. We're going to the movies next.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at HBExtract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's a good day for me. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. Hope you had a great week, and this is capping it off for you. So we're taking you to the movies. This movie that I'm going to talk about, I happened to see a sneak peek of the movie. So in other words, it was the craziest thing. My friend who's a newspaper reporter, his name's Dave Lieber. In fact, he just won for the whole United States. So proud of him. Number one general columnist. So not reporter, columnist. Number one general columnist, and he's a brilliant writer. And we share that New Jersey, New York background, and he said, hey, I've got tickets to this preview of this movie, and it was called Blinded by the Light, and it was great. It's about a British teen who grows up in England, and he's a Pakistani kid. And there's all this racial and economic turmoil back then. and he writes poetry to try to escape the intolerance of his father, his hometown, all of that kind of thing. And he has some talent, and it's discovered by a teacher, and it's a such an interesting story. And he, his whole dream is wrapped around Bruce Springsteen because he gets turned on to his music and really likes the lyrics. And remember, Springsteen's songs were, I think, really well written, and the songs had meaning back when songs had meaning. And he, and it had that rough blue collar existence, and he could relate to all of that because that was Springsteen's upbringing. His father worked in a factory, etc. And the story is so clever, and really, I didn't know anything about it. And it was so well done. I mean, it's, you know, it's the boss, and he's listening to him, and his world is turned upside down, and then he finds this creative outlet. And the people in the movie you wouldn't recognize. They're not super household names, but the cast, I say, is really quite good. Rotten Tomatoes gave it 92%. And it is a PG-13 movie. It's a drama, a little bit of musical, 1 hour, 58 minutes. Yeah. So if you like his music and there's a great story to it, it was very, very well done. So I give it a thumbs up. It wasn't what I expected. I didn't know what I expected, but it was really, really good. All right. Speaking of music, The Lion King has just shattered all kinds of box office records when it comes to Broadway and traveling plays and movies, The Lion King. So here we go again, but this is a little bit of a twist in this one. And take a listen. You're going to recognize some familiar voices.
Life's not fair, is it, my little friend? While some are born to feast, others spend their lives in the dark. Begging for scraps. Everything you see exists together in a delicate balance. While others search for what they can take, a true king searches for what he can give. Run away, Simba, and never return.
Wow, so listen to this. NPR says the new Lion King remake is more like Creative Dead End than Circle of Life. The Ringer says we're debating the Lion King in 2019. Why? And then Deadline says the Lion King feels like the Love Tonight preview shows ringing up 22 million to 25 million. So it's interesting. It's the whole story of the Lion King. Jon Favreau is the director of this one. The budget was $250 million. The music was Hans Zimmer, who put it together, and we'll see where it goes. A little bit of a lot of people are trashing it, and other people are saying, oh, it's not that bad. And it's because, once again, you know, the whole remake thing. How many times do you do it? So Seth Rogen is in it. Beyonce is in it. Donald Glover. And some other names I think that you would probably recognize as well. And we'll see how it does. It's PG, drama adventure, 1 hour, 58 minutes. If you have kids, probably The Lion King, it doesn't matter. They'll go and see that, and they'll probably love it. Probably. All right, then finally, we've got Rosie. This one opens wide this weekend. Check it out.
Come on.
Come on, Millie, we'll be late.
Alfie.
What?
Your trousers, hon.
Right, let's go, let's go.
Tell Peach in there what you love. Good girl.
Hiya, yeah, I'm looking for a room. For a week, just I'd say. 3 nights would be brilliant. Even for a night, just. Rose. Are you living in your car? We're in between places.
Mommy! Mommy! Mommy!
Mommy! I said. Is that mad, like? Trying to find somewhere to stay tonight. Hiya, I'm looking for a room. Just tonight, like. Okay, thanks anyway. I end up not having time to look for somewhere proper to live. Something we can afford.
No. We don't live here anymore.
Come on.
Why don't we live in this house?
We have to go.
Come on, please. Come on.
I'm sorry. Is there nowhere we can go?
Where?
Somewhere safe.
Where's Kaylee, Mom?
She wasn't in the school. She's not answering her phone.
Kaylee? Kaylee?
Always looked after them. We're not homeless. We're just lost.
All right, so Rosie, PG-13 drama, 1 hour, 26 minutes. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 96%. I was just in Ireland and a couple of months ago. It seems like I keep talking about it in this show. First week, I'm talking about Rory McIlroy and how poorly he did in the Northern Ireland course that he was on, Portrush, and that's where the Open is being played. And this movie is about the Irish housing crisis and what happens to one family in Dublin who find that they're homeless after their landlord sells their rented home. So this movie would be probably one of those movies, if you don't go and see it at the movie theater, it may be one of those movies that you watch when you're hanging out one Saturday, because it'll certainly be streamed. It looks like it could be really pretty good, to tell you the truth, in looking at some of the trailers that I saw for it. If you do go to the movies, remember this, my friends. If you do a cheap movie review, send it to me at katedelaneyradio.com. Click on contact. It's so easy. And I will send you a copy of my tip book. Yeah, it's good. It's full of all kinds of ways to set those goals. Thanks for listening. Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.